God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me this evening in the Scriptures to the book of Galatians, the third chapter. We began last week, I believe was our first part, of a new series on this subject of being redeemed from the curse of the law. Anybody glad that you've been redeemed from the curse of the law? And the Lord is taking us some interesting places with this. You know, sometimes people, especially in word, faith, charismatic circles, they hear that and they think, well, I already know that. No, there's a whole lot about this you don't know yet. Right? And that I hadn't seen yet. Nobody has exhausted all the light and revelation from Galatians 3:13. Are there things in there we haven't seen yet? Yes. Well, let's look for them tonight. Let's be open. Let's be hungry. In Galatians, the third chapter and the seventh verse, Galatians 3:7. He said, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel the good news to Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Now here he calls this message the gospel. Now he summed it up in the phrase. What phrase described the gospel that was preached and proclaimed to Abraham? In you shall all nations be what?
Blessed.
Did you know that in many, many places of the world and in many churches, the gospel has not really been preached? Did you know that? Tradition has been preached. Men's ideas have been preached. Experience has been preached. Accepted doctrine and dogma has been preached, but not the gospel. So many times people have preached, you sorry rascals, you sinners, you're going to hell if you don't change. And call that the gospel. That's not the gospel. I said, that's not the gospel. What does gospel mean? Anybody know? Gospel literally means good news. You sorry sinners, you're going to hell. Is that good news? That's bad news. Right? It's bad news, not good news. Right? What's the good news? Well, now let's, don't just fill in the blanks. Right here. Right here. What's the good news? In you shall all nations be blessed. When you heard that you're now blessed, that's good news. That's news, especially if you were cursed. You were lost, you were without, you were cursed, but now,
hallelujah,
you're in Him, you're cleansed, you're redeemed, you're forgiven, and you're blessed. That's good news.
Thank you, Lord.
Anybody that believed that, would have to smile and say, thank you, Lord. Right? Blessed. Blessed in Christ. Well, he said, you know, in you and Abraham, in you will all nations be blessed. Well, we know how the Lord has done it. Christ, he goes on to say through the rest of the passage, is the seed of Abraham, right? And through the Master and through what he's done at the cross, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, his victory is our victory. And even though we had sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death and cursing, thank God in Him, Jesus took our sins. He bore it. He paid the price. Now, though we deserved cursing, He took the cursing He didn't deserve so we could get the blessing we didn't deserve. Everybody say, what a deal.
What a deal.
Keep reading. He said in verse 9, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Who is that? Huh? Anybody in here that is of faith? Huh? And call yourself the seed of Abraham by faith in Christ Jesus, then you are what? You couldn't say it too much. I said you couldn't say it too much if you just went around all night tonight and tomorrow and next week, and when you're brushing your teeth, in between brushes you go, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Spraying your hair, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Driving your car, shifting gears, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. And I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Blessed. I'm blessed. Right? I'm blessed. Somebody said, what are you talking about? But you must renew your mind. Because everything around you is telling you you're not. Everything around you is trying to tell you you're a loser. You're cursed. You take one step forward, get knocked back three. You ain't gonna make it. It's not gonna work. There's no way. You're cursed. You're cursed. You're a sorry sinner. You've messed up so many times. You've failed so many times. How could you expect to be blessed? Nah, you've sinned. You've failed. So you're cursed. But no, in Christ, our sins are washed away. Right? No sin means no punishment. No curse. Right? In Him, we've been made right. Made righteous, made clean, right? Which means we deserve or are able to receive the blessing, not because of what we've done, but because of what the Lord has done for us. Say it again, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm not cursed.
I'm not cursed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Now let me encourage you, say this. Don't just say it while you're in church tonight, but say it tonight at home. Say it tomorrow. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. You speak it over your marriage. You speak it over your children. My children are blessed. My grandchildren are blessed. They're blessed. Right? Not cursed. Blessed. He said they which are of faith are what? They are blessed with faithful Abraham. Now skip on down to verse 13. The wonderful. This, see, the Bible calls this good news. Right? This is good news. Here's some wonderful news. Christ, the Anointed One, has already redeemed us, bought and paid for us, and bought us back from under the power of the curse of the law. He did it by being made a curse for us. He was cursed in our place. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. That, or we could say, why did He do that? Why did He take the curse? And why did He redeem and buy us back from the curse? In order that, the blessing. Oh, hallelujah. The blessing. The blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. At you, that's me. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And He did. And we have. And we are. Woo! Blessed. You can tell when you start believing it. Can't you? You can tell. It starts going off inside you. And you just get happier and happier. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. And nothing deters you. Nothing moves you. You believe you can come through anything. Because it's not just you and your own strength. Something else is on you. Something else, someone else is in you. There's an empowerment to succeed. Hallelujah. There's ability to overcome and to prosper and to win. What is it? It's the blessing. That's what the blessing is. Is empowerment to prosper and succeed. Glory to God. So that's why you need to go around all the time, you and me, go around all the time saying, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. My business is blessed. My marriage is blessed. My kids are blessed. My dog is blessed. My cat is blessed. My cows are blessed. My donkeys are blessed. My goats are blessed. All the little animals that live on my land are blessed. Is that right? My trees are blessed. Is that right? Blessed. I'm blessed. Blessed. I'm protected. I'm prospered. Enabled. Graced. You're saying all that when you say, I'm blessed. Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing. Say it one more time, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Now, in talking about this, you know, we got into some important things last week in talking about the blessing and the cursing. Go back with me to Deuteronomy, and eventually, you know, we're going to get into that 28th chapter. We're working up to that. But I don't think we're quite ready for that right now. Deuteronomy 11 precedes 28, of course. Look at this in Deuteronomy 11 and verse 26. Deuteronomy 11, 26. Now, is it a good news gospel fact that we have been redeemed from the curse of the law in order that the blessing of Abraham might come on us? Right? Is that a fact? A truth of the gospel? Yes, yes. Well, now notice this in Deuteronomy 11, because all this, so you wouldn't even know what the curse of the law is. You wouldn't have any reference to what that means and what he's talking about if you didn't go back to these passages. And I think sometimes people are really at a disadvantage because they've never read the Old Testament. And the Holy Spirit, through the writers of the New Testament, assume that you're familiar with the Old Testament. Read through the New Testament sometime with that in mind and see what I'm talking about. They'll make reference to things and not explain them.
Right.
Why? They assume you're familiar with Deuteronomy.
Yes.
They assume you're familiar with Genesis. Yes. Right? And you're at a disadvantage if you don't read it and don't think about it. The Old Testament is the Word of God too. Right? Not just the New.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Cursed or Persecuted, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004-B. That's R-1004-B. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.